Now, the Trail Talk Podcast, anything and everything snowmobiling. By UpstateSnow.com, I'm Rich Lupia, the owner and host. Let's get ready to ride. And welcome back to the Trail Talk Podcast here on UpstateSnow.com. I'm Rich Lupia. It's January 20th, 2021. Winter has finally returned to a significant portion of upstate New York, and I am finally returning behind the mic to the podcast. For the second holiday season in a row, the holiday season derailed me. And derailed the schedule that we had with podcast guests and just getting into the habit of things that we were in the fall. But now it's time to get back on track. And we still have anywhere from a month to 2 months of great snowmobile season left ahead of us before things start to wind down second half of March and heading into April, and we head back into the doldrums of not winter. In upstate New York, many people have been waiting for the bitter cold and for the snow. The snow has finally come. The cold will be following this upcoming weekend and going into the last week of January, at least as cold, if not colder, than we should be for this time of year, which January has been a very warm month. Temperatures have been above normal, especially at night. The snow has had a hard time sticking, and many of you that have been out riding know that there's still a lot of water hazards out there, and that snow is still a little soft. Things have not frozen down yet. That will change heading into this weekend. But before we go into how things are looking for the snowmobile season, end of January and going into February of 2021, the whole purpose of the podcast that I was intending on recording around Christmas time and heading into New Year's, I'm doing 3 weeks late, but as they say, better late than never. Upstate snow has been a tremendous blessing, I know, to a lot of you, because it's a place where you don't have to be ashamed to be a snow lover. You don't have to be ashamed to say, I love winter, I love snowmobiling. You know, the majority of people just are annoyed with the snow. You got to shovel it, you got to drive in it, you slip and slide in it, and we just want sunshine at 70 degrees. And that's just where a lot of people are these days. There's not as many people that appreciate winter anymore like you and this audience do. And so you find places like this with a meteorologist that loves big snowstorms, that loves snowmobiling, and that's the reason why you're here. Not just good information, but also you are with friends. I hate to say in a safe place, we've got too many safe places around here. We need to toughen up a little bit on that, but that's another podcast for another time and not on this venue. We just love winter. We just love snowmobiling. We love the beautiful outdoors of upstate New York, and that's what gets us here. That's what keeps us going and helps us get through the colder and cloudier months and snowier months, of course, here in upstate New York. But this is my time overdue because it should have been done between Thanksgiving and Christmas and into the New Year's. It should not be coming out on January 20th, and for that I do apologize. But this is my time, and this is just going to be me on this podcast giving thanks to you because you are what keeps Upstate Snow going. Without you, Upstate Snow's gone. It is you that read the morning blogs, that look at the snowfall map forecast that I create personally as a degreed meteorologist. Sometimes I nail it. Sometimes I get nailed. Sometimes it's a little bit of both. It's just the way it is, and no meteorologist and no weather outlet is perfect. But you know that you got somebody that is dedicated to trying to get it right every time, that loves snowmobiling, and the last thing I want to do is let you down. I'd rather miss low than miss high on my forecast ranges. I think you all know that by now. And to the 13,000 plus that like me, the 14,000 that follow me on Facebook, the hundreds of thousands that check out the website and look at the individual forecasts and people all across not just New York State, but the Northeast and the entire country and even Canada. I'm starting to see some folks from even New Zealand and Australia. It's absolutely amazing what you can do on the internet and the people that you can reach that you will never meet and never know. It is truly an honor and a privilege to have your time and to have your respect, your following, and your love. So to each and every one of you that are listening to this podcast, or who have ever checked out Upstate Snow, or followed, or have seen us over the last 8 to 9 years, a hearty thank you, and a humble thank you. I really appreciate you, and you are what keep me going and help to keep this site going. The next are to the people that helped get this off the ground in the first place. Aaron Excel, Excel Motorsports in Hubbardsville, New York. He's helped me with sleds. He has helped promote it. He has always stood behind me since day one. To Aaron and to Harold and his whole team there at Excel Motorsports in Hubbardsville, New York, thank you for your support all these years. To Nick Proputniewicz, Curve Industries, Cody Schuster, and to all the great people, not just at Curve Industries, locally owned and operated manufacturing custom skis outside of Waterville, New York, Nick's native area, but also to his entire team of people. Nick Proputniewicz also runs NP Environmental. If you ever need geothermal heat pumps, geothermal heating and cooling systems, he is the man, residential or commercial. Nick, thank you. Fellow snowmobiler, snowmobile lover, and someone who supported and believed in Upstate Snow since day one. Thank you. Darren Haar, Mr. Summer Sucks, Mr. ILSnow.com. And somebody on the day of this podcast recording, Wednesday, January 20th, 2021, I'm sure is getting revved up for a Mega Miler, his first of the year, because Wednesday and Thursdays usually is day off. And that's someone I'd always try and meet up with him whenever my schedule would allow. And unfortunately, my schedule does not allow right now. So, Darren, enjoy your Mega Miler. Enjoy your long ride. Keep up the great work with ILSnow.com, Darren Haar, Indian Lake Chamber of Commerce. All around great guy, close friend, trusted friend, and somebody who has helped me through some low times, not just with Upstate Snow, but personally. He is one of the closest and one of the best friends, not only that I have, but that anyone could ever have. Darren, I miss you, man, and I'll see you soon. Thank you. Next up on the thanks list, the one who brought Sled Freak to new heights and who just recently walked away from it, Deb from Sled Freak. Many of you do not know that she was a quiet voice of support when people didn't like Upstate Snow. You know, especially in the early years, there were some people that were very vocal about Upstate Snow shouldn't be or should be someone else. And when attacks came, and when people were being unreasonable and vicious, she was always there silently behind the scenes saying, Rich, ignore it. You got something great going. Keep going. She is truly one of the good ones and has always supported me and has always spoke well of me and didn't have to, but she did. Deb, thank you. And God bless you and your family, and I wish you the best on your new chapter of life that you have embarked on post-Sled Freak. I also want to give thanks to a very good friend of mine, Andy Maurer, his son, Dan, also his son, AJ, who has been serving our nation in the Army for many years. His daughter, Jennifer's his whole family, his wife, Joni, They are a tremendous family. They have been serving the farm community in upstate New York for 20 plus years. I think coming up on 25 years now. Performance Premixes. They are such a great friend to farmers. And trust me, especially outside the Adirondacks and Tug Hill, the approaches going up to the Adirondacks and Tug Hill, where do you pass through? You pass through unbelievably beautiful farmland with incredible vistas and farmers that are so generous to allow the snowmobile trails to pass through their land. Folks, without farmers, we don't eat. And without farmers, the snowmobile trails are disconnected. You cannot ride from a lot of places if the farmers throw up their hands and say, you know what, we're done. And farmers have had incredible challenges and pressures on them throughout the years and certainly continuing to this day. They are the unsung heroes. They are the ones that without them, trust me, snowmobiling doesn't happen. They are unselfish people that give their time, their talents, their equipment, their land to make snowmobiling an incredible experience in upstate New York. So to Andy Maurer and his family at Performance Premixes in Holland Patton, New York, very good, godly man, a man that has meant so much to me and to my wife, Amy, and to our family. Who I've had great talks with throughout the years and who is such a great pillar and great businessman in the farm community and a great avid snowmobiler who taught me so much about snowmobiling in the early years. Thank you. There are so many other businesses that have supported us at different points along the way. And if you've supported it at a different point along the way, please accept my thanks. You've helped to make it what it is today. And even though things may have changed, without you and without your support at the time that you gave it, we wouldn't be where we are today without you. So if you've had any part of supporting Upstate Snow in the last 8 to 9 years, please accept my thanks and know that I am grateful that what I have today, you had a part in creating. Not just for me, but for thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people that look at UpstateSnow.com. So thank you, and know that you had a part in it, and you're very much appreciated. And now, thanks, and this is in no particular order. Do not think last but not least at all, because without the clubs, without their support, without their encouragement and enthusiasm, Upstate Snow would not be what it is today. And my first bit of thanks in particular goes to Chris Rink, the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders. Chris has become a great friend in a short amount of time and has absolutely embraced what we are at UpstateSnow.com. Not only his club, but also the neighboring club, Chris Skipper, Turin Ridge Riders. I appreciate you guys so much. Your constant sharing of the post, the constant promotion of Upstate Snow, and what you have done in the last decade, really, to help make snowmobiling on the Tug Hill a vastly different experience from what it was years ago. You turned good into great. You turned great into awesome. You have really turned the Tug Hill into the next level. And to be able to handle the amount of traffic that you do with the dedicated volunteers and groomers and people that continue to maintain the trails like you do, you guys are the model for the rest of upstate New York. The best of the best. And I am thankful not only for your friendship, but for your support of Upstate Snow. So Chris Rink, your family, Chris Skipper, your family, thank you so much. Also want to give special thanks to Dave Gleesman, Penn Mountain Snow Riders, and also who took over Upstate Snow for years between the initial startup in 2012 and taking it back in 2019. Dave, I am forever in your debt, and if you're interested in some more thoughts and conversation on that podcast, You can listen to his podcast after you get finished listening to this one. I believe it's podcast 18 on the Trail Talk podcast. Dave Gleesman, definitely check that out. That's a great conversation between two great snowmobile guys and two guys that are just absolutely blessed. Dave Gleesman, without you, there would not be an Upstate Snow today. Your role was especially critical, and I am thankful for you, for what you've done for me and for my family, not just with snowmobiling, but in business. And I'm forever in your debt, man. Thank you to Dave Gleesman and to his family. Also, want to give thanks right now to some other clubs that have helped support along the way. Rory Nortz up at Valley Snow Travelers. To the Larsons out in Hamburg, to Saratoga, North Warren, South Warren, Stratford, Salisbury, Ohio, John Bates, Jeff Green, and the whole crew over at Ohio. Now, again, John Bates is another one that has been behind me since day one, and the Ohio Ridge Riders is another model club. They do such a great job connecting people from the reaches of the Tug Hill and the Southern Adirondacks over to clubs to the east like Salisbury in Stratford and points east out towards Sacandaga and out towards Saratoga. You guys are tremendous, and I cannot thank you for enough for what you've done for me and for Zach. Square Valley, Rich out in Square Valley outside of Syracuse. Appreciate you guys so much. And another huge thanks to the New York State Snowmobile Association, NYSA. It's always NYSA to have conversations with Roseanne Warner, president of the New York State Snowmobile Association, and to Jim Rolfe, who works so hard and so tirelessly for the snowmobile community across upstate New York. Jim is an amazing guy, an amazing, hardworking guy. Thank you, Jim, for your support, for your encouragement, and for your dedication to the sport. There are so many other people that I'm sure I've missed on the shout-outs and on the thank yous. But just know I am thankful for you. And we have great things in store for Upstate Snow in this the rest of this snowmobile season and upcoming in 2021. And also into the years beyond. Upstate Snow will continue to go on. The forecast will continue to go on. And the love for snowmobiling and the promotion of snowmobiling, despite those that are entitled, despite those that give a bad name to the sport when they disrespect landowners, when they disrespect clubs, when they assault forest rangers like what happened recently up in Inlet. My gosh, people, please. The majority of this audience has respect for each other and for authority and for clubs and for those that make this sport and just are good people. And I'm thankful for all of you. Continue to push and promote this sport for what it truly is, a great asset, not just economically, but to each other, an encouragement and uplift to each other that we can enjoy the incredible beauty of upstate New York in a way you can't any other season of the year. Snowmobiling is a great sport, always will be, and I am so thankful for because it helped to create with me and my son Zach, who turns 18 in May, incredible memories that we will have for a lifetime, and helped to create a huge father-son bond with my oldest Zach that will never be broken. And y'all didn't realize that with your support and encouragement of Upstate Snow that you helped to create that. But as a dad who loves his son so much and got to enjoy thousands and thousands of miles on the trail with him before he gets ready to spread his wings and start his adult life later this year, thank you for keeping me involved and keeping me excited about snowmobiling and wanting to share that with my son and pass it to the next generation. If you listen to Dave's podcast, it's the same thing. If you listen to a lot of these podcasts, it's a family thing. It's something to pass on down like a tradition. keep that tradition alive. No matter what happens in this world, no matter how crazy things get, stay true to each other. Keep those traditions going. Invest into your family, into your friends. And don't be afraid to take that day off. Don't be afraid to spend that extra few bucks, because the lifetime memories that you make with this sport are priceless. I'm Rich Lupia, and that's the Trail Talk Podcast for today, Wednesday, January 20th, 2021, here on UpstateSnow.com. Be good. God bless. Thanks for listening to the Trail Talk Podcast. For more podcast episodes, weather information, and so much more, visit UpstateSnow.com.